This week's mailbag is from Catherine. I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Lisa Woodruff for doing what she does. I have been a longtime member of Lisa's group. She and her systems have helped me get through some pretty amazing projects and through some tough times as part of my organizational journey. I still have a really long way to go as life seems to make it hard to catch our breath, which my watch must tell me that 1,000 times a day. But I wanted to send a note of thanks, as the Workbox planning day could not have happened on a better day. I'm excited to go back and watch the replay, as I was not 100% present, but it was so good to listen to Lisa explain how to do what we need to do to succeed. Late last night, my mom fell and broke her hip. She is 82 and has dementia. I am her POA and guardian. It had already been a very hard week, as we were going through some really tough negotiations with our business that were looking very bleak, but now maybe looking toward a buyout. So my poor mom falling was almost more than this mama could handle. But today was my day with Lisa. She helped me stay focused and complete what I needed to do today while my mom was in surgery. I was able to focus and plan through what I would be needed if a buyout was going to occur, as I am our company's CFO. I still will have to come back and figure out tomorrow, but that is okay.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. This week and next, I am recording two quick short podcasts that I have wanted to record for a long time, and I figured now is the best time to do it. So, I have always wanted to record a podcast or do a blog post about what I'm saying yes to and what I'm saying no to. So, this week I'm going to give you my no list, and next week I'm going to give you my yes list. And what I realized people are doing when they share with us a list of things they're no longer doing or things they're going to say yes to are actually different ways of thinking about how you're using your time, not necessarily saying these things are bad and these things are good. So I'm saying no and I'm saying yes. That's how I used to look at these lists. They're actually the task of prioritizing is your yes list, and your no list is actually decluttering and setting better boundaries. So this will make much more sense when I actually share with you today the four things that I am going to say no to over the next 100-day cycle. So we here at Organize 365 organize our homes 3 times a year. We start in January and we finish in April. We start in May and we finish at the end of August and we start again in September and we finish in the end of December. And each of those 3 cycles throughout the year, what I call my mini years, M-I-N-E, my mini years, have a different focus. When you go through your kitchen from May to August, you're organizing grilling supplies and picnic supplies and things that you're going to take to the pool. And when you organize your kitchen September to December, you're planning for packing work and school lunches and holiday things and baking and turkeys and all those fun things that we do here in the United States. And when you are organizing your home from January to April, you're cleaning out storage rooms and your craft supplies. And those are the things you tend to organize during those times. And we go through every space of our house 3 times a year. In doing so, we do 3 things. We declutter, then we organize, and then we increase productivity. My no list is the equivalent of decluttering. When you create a list and you say, I'm no longer doing these things, or I'm saying no to these things, what you are doing is you are deciding to create a rule. I love to create rules. Once you create a rule, then it takes the decision-making out of it, and the answer just becomes yes, no. Like, so for example, all the way back, one of the very first podcasts I ever did that you can find all the way back in the beginning was this process called IDLE. You identified an object, you decided what you were going to do with it, you located it or you let it go, and then you reevaluated it over time. And one of the things we talked about was phone books. We talked about creating a rule. Paper phone books are still being delivered to American homes all over the United States every single year. I don't know the last time you used a phone book, but for me, it's probably been 10 years. Like, it's been a long time. They don't ask you if you want one. You just get one thrown on your driveway. Still, to this day, you will get a paper phone book in the United States. Do you use your phone book? If you don't use your phone book, and you're like me, I take the plastic bag off of the phone book that it comes in, I drop the phone book right in the recycling bin and the plastic bag right in the trash, and then walk in my house. Like, I don't even think about it. It doesn't even come in the house. I have created a rule that I don't use phone books anymore. So when I see a phone book, I have a rule and I know exactly how to declutter that and let it go. That is what your no list is for. It's to help you declutter things that have taken time specifically in your mind and on your calendar or in your schedule. It's usually, let me look at my list. Yep. None of these things that I'm going to tell you about are actual like physical items that I'm decluttering. They're all either mental mindsets or things that are taking up space on my calendar that I'm decluttering. So my no list is actually a decluttering list. The other thing I realized as I was going through this list before I shared it with you is that actually I'm not saying no never or no, I'm not going to do these things at all. Actually, most of the things I'm saying no to, I'm actually saying no, they can't be anywhere on my schedule or anywhere in my mind, but I'm setting boundaries to when those things can be on my schedule or when I'm going to focus on them in my mind. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, the first thing that I'm going to tell you that is on my no list is perfectionism. And you know, I mean, if you've been listening to the podcast, I always say I'm a woman of excellence. I'm not a perfectionist. I gave up perfection when I was a child. And that's true. But the reality is the idea of achieving perfect, of doing something perfectly, creeps back into our mind. And for me, the way in which perfectionism is creeping back into my mind is being able to be perfect in a pandemic. You know, making a decision on what you want to do as far as masks and vaccines and travel and all of these things. I have gotten to a perfectionistic standard. And what that means is I read the news every single day. I have read more reports about vaccinations than you'd care to know about. I have conversations with, you know, specialists in the area of epidemiology. Like, I'm like researching, just as you are, trying to figure out and make the best decisions for myself and my family. And it has gotten to the point where I'm trying to achieve a perfect, like, and there is no perfect. There's not even probably necessarily an exact right answer. There's whatever is right for you and your family and where you live at this time. And I want to do this right. Like, I want to do it right for myself, for my family, for you who are watching me. Like, I want to do the pandemic right. I want to be perfect at the pandemic, which is not a possibility. So on my no list, I am mentally saying that I am going to stop worrying about what others are doing. I've already made my decisions, so now I don't need to worry about what everybody else is doing. Just worry about what I am doing and mostly what they're thinking. Because to be honest, most people are not thinking about me. They're thinking about themselves or something completely other. Like, people don't have time to just sit around and think about me, just like they don't have time to just sit around and think about what you're doing. They're thinking about themselves and what they're doing and what's right for their family and their community and their safety. So there is no perfect. There is no perfect, and the rules keep changing. So I'm going to try to let go of trying to find the perfect answer about how to do the pandemic. And this is really, really hard to do. And I find that I'm not a perfectionist, but especially when something is new or it is unknown or more people are looking at you, like if you were going to dance on a stage, you would try to get your routine as perfect as possible. If you were going to give a TED Talk, you would try to get the best TED Talk possible. If you were going to lead the PTO at school, you would create a binder and organize all the things that you needed for that meeting. Like, we want to do excellence. We want to do really well. And then we flip over into this, can we make it perfect? And I need to catch myself every once in a while and just say, nope, we're going to do it as best we can. There is no such thing as perfect. So this is how good we're going to get it. The second thing I'm saying no to is a two-parter, and it has to do with health. And it is, I'm saying no to strict diets, but also no to no diet at all. I tend to be an all or nothing person. Like, we're going to be gluten-free, casein-free, sugar-free, or we're just going to eat whatever we want. Like, these are my two extremes. I very rarely just stay in the middle lane. And I would really like to stay in the middle lane with this whole diet issue. I want to be healthier, but I'm not going to be, you know, ultra healthy. And I also don't want to eat all fast food. So what is this going to look like for me? Like, what boundaries am I giving myself with no strict diets, but also no diet? Well, it means less onion rings. Like, there was a point where I was getting onion rings pretty much every day, at least 5, usually 6 days a week. I would drive and get onion rings. You guys, that's a ridiculous amount of onion rings. So I'm not going to say no onion rings because maybe I will have them, but I haven't had them for a week and I'm doing pretty fine. So less onion rings. While I'm having less onion rings, which is like an hour-long drive round trip, I would like to do more walking. So replacing that onion ring time with walking time makes sense to me. Less fast food and more routine. So I am a kind of person that can eat the same exact foods every single day, no problem whatsoever. And right now, for my body and my lifestyle, these three foods, if I eat these three foods every day, I tend to be full and satiated, and they're quasi-healthy, and they tend to be the right macros for my body at this time, and they are as follows. I have 2 cups of coffee a day, and I add in raw sugar to that and some 2% milk, and then I have the Zone peanut butter chocolate protein bar that I have always had. Sometimes I have it for breakfast. Sometimes I have it for lunch, whatever. I usually have one of those a day. I have really been liking these acai bowls. They come in the frozen section at Walmart is where I get mine. And they are Dole brand, and they have a protein one and a regular one. And they come with the acai and the fruit already in them. And they have granola in them as well, but I throw that granola away. And I use the high protein Hidden Valley, I think it is, granola. It comes in the green bag. It's the kind of granola I love. So I add that granola to the top. So the granola in that acai bowl, I really like that. It's like eating ice cream, but you're not eating ice cream. Supposedly acai is really healthy. I still find that hard to believe because it tastes so good. It tastes like a dessert, which I love. And then the other food that I'm eating, and I'll eat it for dinner or I'll eat it for lunch, I usually do not eat it for breakfast, is 2 fried eggs and an English muffin with like 2 tablespoons of butter, which I know is a lot of butter. But also in some research I did a couple of years ago, I also know that fat is very satiating. And so the fat in that butter that goes on the English muffin really tends to work for me. The other thing I've noticed as I've really been observing in the first, you know, trimester of this year, my word for the year is health, is like, how does my body feel and act with different foods? Is that I mean, I'm sure I could go carb free, but so far I have not been able to. And I tend to like carbs. You'll notice that I have carbs in each of those meals. And for me, like, I know there are carbs in vegetables and, you know, things that are not bread and granola. But personally, for me to feel satiated, I need to have like actual bread or granola. Not a ton, but at least some. So my number 2 no is I'm not going to do strict diets, but I'm also not going to do no diet. And I would love to eat these foods like 5 days a week where those are the foods I eat during the day and just see what happens after I do that for a while. The third thing on my no list is working evenings. But sorry, Jay, I am still going to be working on the weekend. So in last week's podcast episode, Jay Papasan was our guest and we talked about setting boundaries, and he, like, I just don't even know how he does it. Like, he has all these businesses. He doesn't work in the evenings. He doesn't work on the weekends. And honestly, I tried the last couple weeks not working on the weekends and it's not working for me. And I think the reason is a couple of things. One, my kids are older. His kids are younger. So, you know, my kids are busy at night. It's not a big deal. If I am working at the nights or on the weekends, they're adults. And the other reason is because we have a really small, awesome team, but we have a really small team. Our company is a lot younger than his company, so there aren't as many people doing as many things. And there are a lot of things inside of Organize 365 that if I don't do them, the rest of the team can't take it and do anything. Like, if there's no video, how are you going to edit it? If I don't record the podcast, you can't really get it up on the podcast. Like, there are a lot of lead-generating pink/pocket things that I do that create purple/pockets inside of my company. So for me and our family at this time, I have completely stopped working in the evenings. I end my workday around 4:30 or 5 when Greg gets home, and pretty much I don't work in the weekends anymore. In the evenings anymore. I've realized that I don't really get very much done in the evening anyway, and I do need that mental downtime to play my game on my phone or watch TV or do a puzzle or listen to a podcast. So I'm not working in the evenings. But I have way too much anxiety if I stop working at like 4:30 on Friday all the way until Monday at 8 a.m. Like, I really desire to work a 4 to 6 hour day sometime on the weekend. That is something that I like to do. And the fourth thing that I am saying no to is doing my kids' work for them. I mentioned my kids are adults. So Joey is 21. Abby will be 20 this summer, and they are adult kids. Like, they have their own cars, they have their own jobs, the college, all of that stuff. And I realized that it's faster and easier for me to do things for them, and they would prefer I do things for them. And I'm choosing to show them or help them and support them as they do their hashtag adulting things on their own. And sometimes that means that they need us to help pay for things, or for us to give them the contact information, or for, you know, us to give them the login if it's something that we've been doing. Specifically, the things in the last quarter in which I have given my kids back control over are their prescriptions, picking up and refilling their prescriptions, any appointments that they need to make for doctors or their car or renewing their driver's license or any of those appointments. I help them figure out where they're going to go, when it's going to fit in their schedule, what they need to take with them. If they want me to go with them to the appointment, I'll go with them to the appointment so they can get used to their new adult doctor or whatever it is, and update the doctor and them on what their medical records are. But their medical care is going over into their own schedule, and they're scheduling all that themselves. Errands, like, Greg still, when he goes to the grocery store, the kids tell him what he wants and he brings it home and it's in the refrigerator. And then they'll ask for more things during the week. And I'm like, no, Dad goes to the grocery store on Saturday. If you want something, you have a car, you have money, go get it. Like, they both have started ordering on Amazon themselves and having Amazon deliveries come here that are not ordered by us and not paid for by us, which I think is great. And food. I'm done making dinners. Like, I'm sure Greg will be doing a lot of grilling out this summer, which is awesome. But Greg also would like to be working on what foods work best for his body in this phase of his life. And, you know, like, what he wants his diet to be. Comes home at the end of a long day, after which sometimes some of our kids haven't even been working and they just sit there and stare at him like, what's for dinner? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's for dinner? You've been here all day. Why aren't you making dinner for us? And so I really want to say no to buying and making the food for the kids. Like, they have the money, they have the time, and they know how to make their food, and we will support them in what they do. I want to teach instead of do for my kids. So this week on my no list, I am setting boundaries around the perfectionistic tendencies that I'm getting into with the whole COVID thing. Either not having a diet at all or having a super strict diet, I would just like to work on healthier eating habits and eating these foods that seem to be working well for my body for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and see what happens. I'm saying no to working evenings, but I am going to still let myself work a day or, you know, 4 to 6 hours on a weekend if it works in my schedule. And I'm saying no to doing things for my kids, but I am going to help teach them how to do hashtag adulting. Next week on the podcast, I'm going to share with you my yes list and how that is helping me set better priorities for my family.